will be given to Miss Marybelle McDonald, who has won the Junior Sabbath School Grade 2.
Right. Well, I have here Miss Mary Beth, I believe it is, isn't it? Mary Beth McDonald, and it's Mary my Beth. Pleasure to introduce you to the model. This is the model.
Good evening. Did I get your name wrong? I did. Mr. Mackay, when we were through at the reception last night, he told everybody I got words wrong quite a lot. So I've gone and done it this evening. Yeah. I remember you being born, but I don't really know you that well. I knew your big, big brother and big sister better. So it's good to meet you this evening. I have a few things here that I learned about you. Do you like cycling?
Yeah.
Where do you cycle?
A bike.
You cycle a bike? Round Point?
Usually around the house.
Just around the house as well. And you have a cat?
Mm-hmm.
What's the cat called?
Tigo.
And you're the youngest of eight children?
Yes.
Is it hard being the youngest?
Sometimes.
Is it? Sometimes? Yeah. Is it hard being the granddaughter of a certain minister down there?
No.
No, is that easy? That's easy. Okay. Yeah. Well, you've got good pedigree here in the church through ministers and your grandparents, and they've faithfully taught you the word. They taught your father the word, and your father's now teaching you the word. So you're winning the prize for grade 2 Sabbath school. I'm away over in America. Tell me what you do in grade 2 Sabbath school. What kind of things were you learning?
I was learning about Jonah. Daniel and Paul.
Very good. Yeah, great things to learn. When I was your age, nobody taught me the Bible. I had to be 20 years old before I started to learn the Bible. So you've got a huge head start on me, and it's a wonderful privilege to learn these things at your age. So we thank God for that, and we thank God for all of your hard work that you've put in to receiving this prize. So it's a very happy thing for me to present you with this evening.
I don't think your mic's on.
Which one?
Your amplification mic.
Okay. Let me put my mic on. Better. Well, the good news is your name is correct on the award. Mary Beth, well done. May the Lord bless all of your hard work that you've put into these things.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Now, Mr. Moderator, you're getting to see some well-kept faces in the denomination today.
Mm-hmm.
We've just seen some McDonald's. You're about to meet with a few Keddies, and particularly Thomas. So, Thomas, if you and your parents could come up now. Thank you. And I'd like to introduce Thomas to the moderator. Moderator, this is Thomas Keddie.
Thomas.
And his mum and dad.
Good to meet you. We've met before, but you were about that height at that time. I'm starting to think that there's some qualification that your grandfather has to be a minister. You get one of these rewards? No. It's just hard work?
No, yeah, a little bit, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, I learned a few things about you. You like Napoleonic history?
Aye.
Yeah. My knowledge of that doesn't go much beyond Wellington and a few other names. So you could teach me about that.
Probably.
And climbing Munros? How many have you done?
I think 17.
How many has your dad done?
Maybe 12.
This is good. Yeah, yeah, very good. I remember when you were born, and I heard your name, and I thought, oh, that sounds familiar. Am I right in thinking you're named after a significant general? Thomas Jonathan? Well, if you were in my congregation, many people would be shaking your hand. because there are a lot of people who greatly respect and revere that general. And he once said on an occasion, actually, he was asked to lead in prayer in a prayer meeting, and he stumbled through it, and the minister didn't ask him again. And he went back to the minister and he said, "Sir, why have you not asked me to lead in prayer again?" And the minister said, "Well, you seem to struggle." And Thomas Jonathan Jackson said, "Sir, you must never spare me my duty." That's character, Christian character. So we pray that you have that. You're winning the Bible class prize. That means you've gone through the Sabbath school, junior, grade two, whatever. You're at the Bible school level. You know a lot of the Bible, correct?
Yep.
You've been taught it from your youth. But evangelical truth in the head has to become always evangelical truth in the heart. So excellent that you've learned these things, but pray them into your soul. You're a young man now. Pray that God would bless all the truth that you've learned, that your parents have taught you, that you've heard in church, that your grandparents have taught you, and that these things would be transformative in your life for all of your days. So it's a pleasure to present you with the Bible Class Award for 2023. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Moderator, we have an extra prize this year. Last but by no means least, one of the local lads, and a very special award. Someone I've known for quite some time now because of church camps and other such things, and he's a lovely gentleman. So I'm going to ask if you would now give the special award to Kerry McKinnon, and his mum and dad are going to come up with him. Kerry, come on up.
It's good to see you, Kenny.
Oh, yes.
I remember you fondly.
Yes.
We used to go on church outings together when I was in Ayr, didn't we?
Yes.
Played a bit of sport.
Yes.
Yeah. I see you're still playing sport.
Oh, yes.
You play a bit of soccer sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Football, sorry. I've got American. Excuse me. Excuse me. Football.
Yes, it is football.
You do? Bit of cycling?
Yes.
And I hear you also, do you volunteer at a food bank?
Yes.
Right. And then you like to do jigsaw puzzles?
Yes, I do.
How many pieces?
Well, just about 100, eh?
100?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of puzzles do you like to do?
Well, I'm normally do like 100 pieces, eh?
Yeah. What, of pictures of animals or...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I did last year?
Yes.
A woman in my church gave me a box of a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
And it was of Pilgrim's Progress.
Right.
Maybe you could get that one.
Yeah,
and it
sure
tells you the whole story of Pilgrim's Progress.
Right.
And we finished it and we set it on the coffee table and it's there. And you can learn all of these great truths from it.
Oh, yes.
So maybe I'll speak to your mum and dad and see if we can get you a puzzle on Pilgrim's Progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to present you with this special award for completing... How many did you do? Many, many puzzles in the Explorer. 100? 100 Explorer puzzles. Excellent. Well done. Keep going. And may the Lord bless you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You're about 100, suppose, are
we? 100?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. We'll keep going.
Oh, yes.
Get to 200.
Oh, yes. 200.
Okay.